And our correspondent, Yvonne Atilego, is at the Electoral Commission's headquarters and has joined us on the line. Thank you very much, Yvonne. Now, what has been happening at the EC since morning?
Okay, since receiving nomination candidates for BNP.
Hello, Yvonne. Please reposition yourself. Your line is breaking.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yeah, clear.
Yeah, I was saying that since morning, the EC has been receiving nominations from some presidential candidates. For now, led by its presidential candidate, Nana Akufo Front Party, led by its presidential candidate, Nana Akufo Atin, the United Party, that is the Odigbo Party, the APC, led by its vice presidential candidate, an IPP candidate, Kofi Akpaloo, have all filed their nominations. EC person shall also say all the forms that go rejected the five parties that filed. Reason being that PP has placed and
hello, Yvonne.
Yeah.
The line is still breaking.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I was saying that the EC chairperson shall also say received the number, but rejected filing fee. Reason being, he has placed an injunction for then until the court decides.
Okay.
And until the court decides, they can take the filing fee for now.
We're still having bad reception over here. We'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay.
We shall be calling our correspondent, Yvonne Atilego, who is at the Electoral Commission headquarters. Now, let's go to our regional correspondent, who is standing by to tell us how the process is going for the parliamentary aspirants. First, we have on the line our central regional correspondent, Kingsley Nanabuedu. Hello, Kingsley.
Hello, Jonathan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Now, how many candidates have filed so far?
Well, so far, it's not clear the number of candidates that have filed their nominations at the EC. This is being done at the various district EC office here in the central region, but they've not been able to tell me exactly the number of parliamentary candidates that have filed. In the central region, in the Cape Coast, for instance, I went to the office and I was told that only Cape Coast North and CPP candidates, one Caesar, Agri-Caesar, have presented the nomination forms and had been received by the EC officials in the metropolis. The rest of them have been coming to make some clarifications, check their forms, and sometimes they reject some and they go and making corrections and coming. That is what exactly has been happening there, but they have not, as it were, received any nomination from, apart from the one from the Cape Coast North, that is the CPP parliamentary candidate there. So that is the issue here. And similar thing is what is happening across the EC offices in the central region. They go, all right, they just go and check the forms and seek clarifications, and sometimes they send it and there are some corrections to be made, so they go back. So they are hoping maybe by the close of today, tomorrow, all of them will be able to do whatever necessary correction they need to do and go back. But I know this afternoon, I was told the central regional minister, who is also aspiring member of parliament for Cape Coast South, will be going to also present or file his nomination there. But I was told by the regional EC officer, that's Madame Philomena, it did say that, yes, they are just receiving the nomination forms, but not accepting it because of the issues surrounding the fees in court. And when you bring it, they will just receive it until court decide how much they are supposed to pay before they will be able to accept those nomination forms being filed.
Okay, I haven't been able to get reaction from the candidates who are filing as to the decision right now by the EC not to take any money.
Well, some of them, what they are saying is that, yes, they are waiting for whatever decision the court will say. If they need to pay or if there should be a reduction, they are all for it. They don't really tell you exactly the next line of action that they are going to take, but they are just hoping that, yeah, maybe the court take a decision that will be in their favor, whether to reduce it or maybe if it happens that they should not even pay at all, hallelujah for them. And that is what some of them are saying. But for now, they are going to, they are doing everything possible by way of preparation to ensure that they are able to meet the criteria and the deadline, as it were.
Many thanks to you, Kingsley, for that update. Kingsley Nabwedu is our central regional correspondent, and we have from the Volta region, Kosi Kumahovi. Now, Kosi, in the light of the recent development, that is, the EC is actually not taking any filing fee right now. How is
thank you very much, Jonathan.
Is it going on?
The situation is almost the same as in the other regions. That is, the returning officers are not accepting. They, according to them, they are using the terminology that they are only receiving the nomination forms and they haven't accepted them yet. Though some of them have submitted their bank drafts and then tax clearance certificates, they are waiting for clearance from the mother station, mother organization, that is Electoral Commission, to give them the go-ahead because of the pending court action against the filing fee, which is pending before the court. So in the whole municipality, particularly whole central, only two people have filed their nominations, which have not yet been accepted, though received. That is, the first one is Mr. Benjamin Budu, the NDC candidate for Ho Central, and one Mr. Edwin Lotu Tupei, who is an independent candidate. In the case of Ho West, there are supposed to be seven candidates who are supposed to submit their forms. But at 12 o'clock, only one person has been able to fulfill all the requirements, and his form has been received but not yet accepted. So on the whole, they are all waiting, and the places are very quiet because people have not trooped in with that sort of fanfare as it might happen in other places. By and large, I think they are all trickling in silently to do their fill in their nomination form.
Okay, thank you very much, Kosi Kumahovi, for that. He is our original Volta regional correspondent, and we move to the Ashanti region. Nicholas Osewusu is standing by. Nicholas, what can you tell us as touching the
Jonathan,
nomination?
I am right at the premises of the Ashanti Regional Directorate of the Electoral Commission, where a number of people have thrown the place for two main purposes. The first one has got to do with the transfer of votes, and that has quite a number of people already stranded or frustrated here because of the complex nature of the process they have had to go through. Then the other one has got to do with some of the aspirants, the parliamentary aspirants, seeking to submit their forms, their nomination forms to the Electoral Commission to confirm their candidature for the December 7th parliamentary elections. A number of them have already filed their nominations, and then those forms have already been accepted temporarily by the Electoral Commission officials. But as I speak, before the Regional Director of Elections, the Regional Director of the EC leaves us, I would want us to find a few things from him. Good afternoon, Mr. Kweku Srebo.
Good afternoon.
You are on Radio Ghana of GBC. What's your assessment of the initial stages of the submission of forms?
Thank you very much. What I would say that so far it is going smoothly. The peace within the region. So far we have not had any confrontation between the supporters. In most cases, we heard that the supporters are coming and there have been a cry. Now, so we have not got anything like that. So I believe everybody is comporting himself or herself.
The submission of the forms is scheduled for today and tomorrow. Are you impressed with the turnout at least for today?
I can't talk about the turnout because I have not been visited all the constituencies. You know, we have 47 constituencies, and I've visited around 15. And so far, every constituency that I've visited, if they turn out two, three. So I think we are gone.
By purposes of public education, can you take us through the requirements as they attempt to submit the forms?
Thank you very much. You should have completed your nomination form, and all the 20 supporters, there should be 2 words of proposal another seconder, and 18 supporters or 20 supporters. All of them should have been registered voters, and they should have endorsed your form. You, as a candidate, you should have also signed that you have accepted that you want to contest. Then you come out with the four pictures. That is the best one, red background, and all your 2 years should show. Then you should have added the deposit, which is on hold now because of the injunction. So we are not taking the deposit now. Yes. Then you come out with tax current certificate. If you don't have, it's between you and your judge, the one who endorsed it, because you are telling us that you have done the next arrangement. Either you have paid or made the next arrangement to pay. But normally, they will attach the tax current certificate to it. Then you also take that you have declared your asset and those. So once all these things are done, we just look at them and we clear you. But now, because of the injunction on the deposit, you take the form, do whatever you're supposed to do, clear you in the court, awaiting that of the deposit. Once you deposit, the issue is cleared and you pay, then you're allowed to go.
There's one requirement you have asked for.
Hello, Nicholas.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Okay, we don't have much time, but I just want to find out from you. Have you found the reaction of the aspirants right now who are filing as to the EC's decision not to take any fees?
Yes, I also posed that same question to a handful of them who have already been to the premises of the EC, and their concern has got to do with the refusal of the EC not to accept the money because of the court action brought against them by the PPP, and that the EC, because they want to be very careful not to breach any law or not to be in contempt, they have also asked the aspirants to also hold on to whatever monetary obligations they have, and so that case has been determined by the court. So that is one of the, then the other concern of the of some, I would say some of the aspirants has got to do with the submission of a declaration form indicating their assets and their liabilities. That one too, their concern is that while they have not yet won their respective elections and have become MPs, it is to them it is against the law, because it is only when they have assumed the position of an MP that the law requires of them to submit such a declaration, asset declaration form. So they are now contemplating on whether or not to seek clarification from the court or interpretation from the court, or to go ahead and comply with what the EC has already directed them to do. That is, these are the two main issues of concern to some of the aspirants.
Okay, thank you very much, Nicholas, for that.
You're welcome, Jonathan.
Nicholas Osewuzu is our Ashanti regional correspondent. Now let's move to the northern region. We have Mutala Issa on the line. Mutala.
Yeah, hello, Jonathan. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. You've heard what is really going on right now. How is it in your area?
Well, since I quite come here in the northern region, I was at the Tamale Central and then Tamale South constituencies of the Electoral Commission. And so far, only two people have filed their nomination for the Tamale South, and then one person, the MPP candidate, also filed for the Tamale Central constituency. Now, I'm told about up to seven people from the NDC, CPP, MPP, PNC, APC, PPP, and then the Great Consolidated Popular Party, GCPP, have picked nominations for the Tamale South. And for Tamale Central, we have five people or parties picking. That is the NDC, NPP, CPP, PNC, and then the PPP. So far, only one person has filed in that constituency. As we speak, the Northern Regional Minister, who is also the NDC candidate for Wale Wale, is also filing his nomination in faraway Wale Wale. Everything has been smooth so far, except for one PNC candidate for Tamale Central, who could not produce a number of, could not indicate the number of people who have seconded, could not show that people have seconded his nomination. I understand you have to get a proposer, a seconder, and 18 supporters. On his form, he could not show that someone is seconding. So he's been asked to go home, correct that mistake, and come back. Otherwise, it's been smooth so far.
Okay, thank you very much, Mutala Issa, for that update. Now we go back to our correspondent at the Electoral Commission headquarters in Accra, Yvonne Atilegu. Yvonne,
Hello, Jonathan.
Now, you were telling us about the suspension of the filing fees by the EC. Let me ask you, were you able to talk to some of the presidential aspirants who are filing right now? What was their reaction?
For them, they knew, with some of them that I spoke to, they knew what is at stake. That is the court injunction that the PPP filed at the court. So for them, they are okay with it. So whatever the EC comes, the court comes up with, then after they will know what to do.
Were you able to get the reaction of Nana Akufo-Addo, the MPP flag bearer?
Yeah, after he filed his nomination, he spoke to the media. For him, he was okay with it. Because of what the EC chairperson said, that there's nothing they can do, and so the court comes out with a decision. There is nothing they can do about it. So for him, he was okay with it. He didn't really make any comment about the EC not receiving the filing fee, because he knew what is at stake.
Okay, earlier there was confirmation on our network that the president will be filing this afternoon. Did you ever spot President Mahama there at the headquarters?
For now, he's not yet in, but his supporters are here, and some of the some party faithfuls are here. So we are still waiting. We hear that he'll be coming here around 2 p.m., so we are still waiting for him to come and file his nomination.
Thank you very much, Yvonne, for that update. We've been talking to our correspondents from the various regions and in Accra, finding out how the filing of the nomination form is going on at the EC offices.